This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thousands and thousands of credit cards, Lee. More credit cards than there are federal employees, each with a 10,000 limit. Weird, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wonder what those credit cards hook up to.
Yeah.
They hook up to something, believe me.
Well, I'm sure the payments hook up to the taxpayers.
Yeah, that part, we know how it works. Yeah. We know how that part probably works. Yeah, because we're getting robbed blind, right? But where do they go? So Elon Musk, in an unbelievable interview for Ted Cruz's podcast, lays the credit card mystery out.
Or like credit cards. You found the same thing with government credit cards.
We found that there are twice as many credit cards as there are humans. I still don't have a good explanation for why this is the case. And these are $10,000 limit cards. So it's a lot of money.
Is it incompetence that you're finding, or is this like the biggest money laundering scheme in the history of the world that you're finding?
If you say, look, what's the waste-to-fraud ratio?
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's like 80% waste, 20% fraud.
Define waste. Is it like where Stacey Abrams gets $2 billion for being a Democrat? Is it like that? Even though she had $500 in the account before. So, I mean, is it like that? Okay, so we got that. But pay attention to this, because this is nuts. Okay. Remember Hunter Biden and the Biden family got dozens of SARS suspicious activity reports?
Right.
And that is, there's an algorithm was created during the Bush administration specifically to detect terrorist money laundering and drug cartel money laundering. In other words, to flag what are clearly money laundering transactions, criminal transactions, right? Well, it turns out the Democrats' fundraising nexus, which is called Act Blue, it's a group, right? Racked up, are you ready for this? Thousands of these from banks. Thousands.
And didn't we have somebody that was like an attorney general say that in his career, or maybe it was Comer.
Yeah, it was James Comer. Comer used to be, he's a representative.
Right.
And he's the head of the committee that's overseeing this. You're about to hear from him, actually. And he was the head of a bank. For a long time, he said we had one of these suspicious activity reports in the decade I was there.
In 10 years?
10 years,
one.
Yep. You have to refer them to the Treasury and the DOJ for potential prosecution. Now, during the Biden administration, Comer found out that Act Blue had gotten dozens of these suspicious activity reports that indicate money laundering. And this is not the bank's opinion, or they're being mean because they don't like Democrats. These are algorithms, right? They just operate mathematically. They detect this stuff and they got to turn it over. The banks have to turn it over. Okay, so he thought that there might be hundreds because the Biden administration wouldn't let him see them. Even though he's a member of Congress, and Congress has always had access to the suspicious activity reports, he was shocked to find there are thousands, all of them coming and going from Act Blue. Now, remember what we learned from that other investigative report, James O'Keefe. He went to the homes of some of these donors to Act Blue, these people writing $10 checks thousands of times. And they're like, no, I've never donated to them. I don't know who that is. Well, you did, though. you donated like over 1,000 times. No, I didn't. $10 a piece. No, I didn't. Weird, right? Now we're finding out there's all these suspicious activity reports. You know what's even weirder about that? The entire top tier resigned last week, all seven of them, including the attorney, the legal counsel. Weird, right? It's almost as if they're fleeing the ship.
While they're under investigation.
So here's James Comer, the guy that you just referenced, Lee, who was the bank chairman, who was like, these are not typical. We got one in a decade at the bank I oversaw. Talking about what he's finding in his investigation. Listen to this. With Act Blue, again, the fundraising nexus for the Democrat Party.
We requested from Treasury during the Biden administration to see whether or not there were bank violations called suspicious activity reports against Act Blue. Of course, they never would get back with us. Finally, after the election, they confirmed that there were some. They allowed my staff to go in and view like 10 or 12. They were really bad. But I can say on with confidence, there are hundreds more. And now with the new Trump administration, we're going to be able to go in there and look at them. I think we'll be able to answer a lot of questions.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Wow. I'm sure that had nothing to do with the entire top tier of Act Blue resigning last week.
Sure.
Probably needed a vacation.
Pure coincidence, I'm sure.
Okay, here's the second part.
And the fact that there are so many shows that the banks were suspicious of a lot of activity, and what we believe is what's been reported and suggested on a lot of conservative channels over the years is that this money wasn't actually coming from John Doe and Jane Doe sitting at home donating $10 every week to every Democrat candidate running for every office in America. We always suspected there was an influx of cash coming in from other ways. And the way Act Blue set up their account, it would be very easy to launder money into there through fake credit card accounts and fake names and things like that. So the banks, by virtue of catching so many violations from so many different banks, which would suggest to me these were credit cards, I think that we're going to be able to find out where the source of a lot of this money was coming from.
Huh. China?
Could be.
I just wonder if the credit cards Elon Musk found, the very strange ones where there's more credit cards than there are federal employees, and they all have the same $10,000 limit. I wonder if those credit cards are paying into Act Blue. Much the theory. I have a feeling that we're going to find our tax money deep inside Act Blue. We're going to find a lot of it.
Well, I'm sure no matter where it's going, that it's our tax money going. So,
but this, when you connect all of these things, right, the desperation of the domestic terrorism, because that's what it is against Tesla dealerships and Elon Musk, and Elon Musk saying, listen, I get a credible death threat every single day. If I make a security error, I am dead. He actually wrote that to one of his baby mamas in a leaked text. That's how he lives. And then you look over at Act Blue and see that's real weird, all that money moving around there. You start to wonder, wow, is it all these things he's revealing, is this why they want to kill him? Did you hear about the magic money computers?
Did you hear computers?
I just played that? Oh my God. Listen to this. There's 14 magic money computers Doge has found. This is just from over the weekend on the Ted Cruz podcast.
One of the things you told me about is what you called magic money computers at the Treasury. Yeah, So tell us about it, because I never heard of that until you brought that up.
Okay, so you may think that the government computers all talk to each other, they synchronize, they add up what funds are going somewhere, and it's coherent. And that the numbers, for example, that you're presented as a senator are actually the real numbers.
One would think.
They're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're not totally wrong, but they're probably off by 5% or 10% in some cases. So I call a magic money computer any computer which can just make money out of thin air. That's magic money.
So how does that work?
It just issues payments.
And you said there's something like 11 of these computers at Treasury that are sending out trillions in payments?
They're mostly at Treasury. Some are, but there's some at HHS, some at, there's one or two at State. There's some at DOD. I think we found out.
So, yeah, those numbers they give you, senators, they're not even real.
I got to get me one of those magic money computers.
Me too.
Because that would really help out with some of the increasing grocery cost, utility cost, insurance costs that are going up. It helped me pay the bills, you know?
I think the way you do, at least, if I understand correctly, is you hook up the magic money computer to your NGO, but you only get to have one of those if you're a Democrat. If you do it as a Republican, you just go to prison.
Well,
but you hook it up to the NGO, and it just shoots the money into the NGO and into the Democrat Party, I suspect, as well. Meanwhile, headline, Tesla takedown to host global online working session. Today, 500 Tesla takedown protests are scheduled around the world, by the way, it's spreading, with 1,600 plus people organizing groups from 173 countries to join the mass meeting. It's an online meeting to announce their new call for action against Musk, fascism, oligarchy, and Doge.
So you have an international group that is meeting to plan violence against a legitimate business that has interest in various countries around the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Boy, it sounds like a worldwide terror operation to me.
You know what it makes me wonder, though? I mean, when they're getting this violent, what is the size of the thing they don't want Musk to find? I think that's what it comes down to. And we're just getting, as I've laid out with these clips, just sort of the outline of it and how shocking it is and how big it is. And I don't even think we've seen a quarter of what this government has stolen from us under the Democrats. And I think they're terrified that we will find it out. And that is why they've gone so far, folks. If you have a Tesla this morning, they have published your name and your address on a doxing site, and they are demanding you either sell your car and report to them that you've sold it, or X marks the spot so people can find you and, I guess, I don't know, perpetrate violence against you for something. Owning a Tesla, I guess.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.